everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. You know, I get asked all the time a ton of questions from our listeners and newsletter subscribers. And so today we're doing our very first AMA, Ask Me Anything, to answer your questions. Now, as a reminder, again, in addition to this podcast, we send out a free 3 times a week newsletter that gives you quick wins to thrive in a really short 3 to 5 minute read. Go to thrive25.com to sign up for free. Okay, let's get to our first question.
I'd like to know more about my cardiovascular health.
Thanks, Bianca. This is something we hear a lot. Look, it makes total sense given that heart disease is still the number one killer in the United States. And there are some tests we should absolutely all get to assess the health and long-term risks for us personally when it comes to our heart disease. The first is Lp(a). This is a particle in the LDL cholesterol family that easily gets stuck in our blood vessels and can cause massive problems. About 25% of us are genetically predisposed to have higher concentrations of these particles, so it's incredibly important to get tested and find out if this changes your risk. Fortunately, you only need to do this one time. Now, a much more common measure for heart health is blood pressure. This is what we get every time we go to the doctor's office, but it remains the number one indicator for future heart issues. You really need to be below 120 over 80. Honestly, anything over these numbers then puts you at a higher risk for future problems. But one thing to call out here is you want to be prepared for this test when you go to the doctor's office so that you can make sure you get the most accurate measurement. You don't want to be stressed going into the appointment and have this test affect your results. So before the test, avoid caffeine or alcohol and make sure you've been sitting for at least 5 minutes with your legs uncrossed so that you're at a normal resting heart rate. Now during the test, make sure your arm is actually level with your heart, the cuff is wrapped on bare skin, don't talk during the test. All of these things can affect your results. But go find these things out. Don't be afraid to find out your numbers. You want to know if you're at risk because you can do something about it now rather than later when it becomes a bigger problem. Okay, let's move on to our next question.
What's one answer that you would like to know to help you with your health?
Eating habits and sleep management. Okay. And life and work balance.
Such a great question from Yusuf. I actually just hosted a panel with 3 incredible founder entrepreneurs on what they do to prevent burnout and keep that positive energy every day while taking on one of the most stressful jobs out there and balancing what they're doing building a company and managing their families. The first thing to figure out is what triggers you and when you feel stressed. Most of the time, stress isn't from the time we're at work. It's when we're ruminating or thinking about it when we're not at work. So you're with your kids, but you're thinking, gosh, I have so much more work to do. Or you're working and feeling guilty about missing out on family time. Look, I get it. We all have a different set of requirements and priorities. Thrive 25 is taking a ton of my time. But we have so much more control than we realize to decide how we're gonna manage our day, how we're gonna week. Even though we're all living in this weird hybrid world, try to create a very definitive divide between work and personal time. And be as present as possible. Just recognize that you're not more productive thinking about work, but when you're not working. It's not helpful that when you're cheering your kid on at their soccer game, you're thinking about work. It's not helping you get anything done. Everything we write about is about balance, but it starts with your mindset. So give yourself permission to be absolutely present. And here's our final question.
I guess, honestly, a question I would have is like when I should be having regular routine tests for blood work, for, you know, vitamin C levels and all different levels. I'm big into supplements. And I think it'd be really nice to know like when my insurance actually allows me to take the test when I want to take them.
We think about health in 3 ways. The first is how you feel. Are you waking up with energy? Do you have a positive mindset? Do you enjoy your life? The second is what we can do. We think about this as like our functional age. Are you able to do the things you want without health getting in the way? Look, we're all athletes and we need to focus on our strength, our fitness, and our mobility if we want to have longevity into the future. But the last thing is what's going on inside our body that we can't see? Because even if we feel great right now, those chronic diseases that affect 90% of Americans are slow moving and it starts well before we're going to feel anything. And that's why it's essential to get your blood work every year. This is included with your annual physical and gives you insight into all the biomarkers that forecast how we'll feel and what we'll be able to do in the future. Now, if you want more insights on these blood tests and what we're doing to make this so much more valuable for you, go to thrive25.com because you shouldn't feel like you don't know what's going on inside your body. That's all for today. Thanks so much to Bianca, Yusuf, and Zach for all your questions. If you have questions, be sure to reach out to team@thrive25.com. And we're here to answer all of those for you. We don't care what our content is, as long as it's helping you answer the questions you need to improve your health and longevity. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week for our next podcast.